heard it's been snowing quite a lot in Japan, and I've seen quite a few pictures of snowscapes and things on Twitter. I hope everyone's keeping warm and that it hasn't jeopardized people's commutes too much.
日本でも最近こんなに雪積もるのって珍しいんですね。
でも日本は毎年1回ぐらいはね、大雪の日とかが東京でもあるように思うんですけど、It's a lot rarer in London, isn't it, to have snow settle. We always get one or two days where you see flakes, yeah. But definitely not around Christmas time too much. We've had a few in 2018, but not half as exciting an amount as Tokyo, it seems.
And we've seen a lot of artistic snowman pictures coming from Japan. All sorts. So we've seen Godzilla, we've seen Moomin, we've seen
Snoopy,
Pokemon,
Hello Kitty.
さすがにね、日本の人の雪だるまのクオリティがすごいなと。
こちらでもちょっと話題になってますね。
So this is the first episode of the year.明けましておめでとうございます。
おめでとうございます。Happy New Year to everyone.、
Hope everyone's had a lovely Christmas and welcome to 2018.、こんにちは、まゆみです。
シスタです。
このポッドキャストは日本生まれイギリス育ちの私たちがロンドンからお送りする日本語とイギリス英語のごちゃ混ぜ双子トークです。
はい。
今回はまずじゃあ普通オタメールのご紹介からいきたいと思います。
はい。
まゆみさん、シスタさん、こんにちは、ウミンチュです。
こんにちは。
毎回楽しく配信を聞いております。イギリス文化についてミクロな視点で配信されるお二人の配信は、普段日本で生活している私には新鮮で、いつも勝手ながらお世話になっております。先日、まゆみさんのツイートを見てびっくりしたことがあります。広島に来られていたんですね。地元民&一応お二人のファンとしてツイートを見て心が躍りました。広島は楽しかったでしょうか?私もイギリス人の友人と宮島まで行きまして、その際には未然に登りました。山頂は眺めも良く、その友人は家族で初日の出を見るのが楽しいとのこと。さらに彼は私よりも地理が詳しいので、日本人かつ広島県民の私がロンドン生まれロンドン育ちのイギリス人に宮島を教わるという面白い構図になりました。脱線しましたが、もしよろしければ広島旅行のご様子を聞かせてください。またお二人は日本国内を旅行することはよくあるのでしょうか、日本国内旅行で印象に残っていることなどもまたございましたら聞かせてください。また広島に遊びに来てくださいね、ということで、ウミンチュさんありがとうございました。
はい、ありがとうございます。
はい、これは去年の11月から12月にかけて日本に帰った時のことなんですけど、
一時帰国の、
So I did go to Hiroshima. It was one of the many stops in my itinerary, actually.
新幹線で行きました。名古屋から。最初のメインの目的はおっしゃる通り宮島だったんです。宮島というかね、その厳島神社ってやっぱり、
because it's such an iconic landscape. It's very famous and it's visually stunning. So a lot of people, you know, for a lot of people, it's one of those.On the bucket list kind of places to go. And it certainly has been one of mine as well. So in a way, it's been a big tick on my、list of places to go to. And、having gone there, it's definitely one of the most picturesque places I've been to.
Yeah, I mean, I went 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. So I'd already been, but ever since I went, I think whenever people ask me,Oh, where's the best place to go in Japan? I've always wanted to go. Where would you recommend? I think Miyajima is one of those places that I always recommend to people to go. Because it is, as you say, it's just very iconic and picturesque. And it's not somewhere that is an obvious place. I guess if you haven't done Tokyo or Kyoto, Miyajima is maybe third or fourth or fifth on the list. It won't be the first, will it? But I think it's still definitely worth going. Because as you say, transport is really...Easy, isn't it? It's well connected.、
It's really photogenic as well. Yeah. インスタ映えってやつですね。
ね、日本に来たってみんな思うんじゃないでしょうか。
Only when I went,、unfortunately, it was raining the whole day. So in all the photos, I've actually got my brolly open, which kind of ruins it a little bit.
I don't know. Things look nice in the rain,
too. Yeah, it doesn't detract from、how magnificent the whole place looked. And in fact, it's quite hazy, it's shrouded in...Mist, so I suppose it added to the sort of mythical quality.
Mm.
ちょっとなんかね、こう、もやっとした感じが
まあなんならより幻想的に見えたかなと思うんですけど、写真とかもね、おいおいブログの方にアップしていこうかなと思います。広島ね、I didn't realize this before I went, but they have quite a lot of local delicacies.
Oh yeah, it's full of local delicacies. It's a very yummy 県。
うん。なんかいっぱい食べまして、I had oysters. It was just the right season for oysters.
有名ですからね、広島の oysters。
Obviously, お好み焼きとか。
広島焼き？
広島焼き。あと、もみじまんじゅうとかね。買い食いが楽しい場所でした、宮島。でも、その厳島神社の中ももちろん入って、いろんな写真とか撮って、おみくじとかもして。
綺麗ですよね。うん、that shade of red that you don't see a lot of in architectural designs here, I guess, or in the Western world. You don't see a lot of red, do you? Maybe in China or something you see a lot of red too, but the red just looks so stunning against the blue background.、Mm. If you're lucky to see it on a sunny day, but even against the grey, I think red just kind of really, really pops out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very, 鮮やかだしね、やっぱり。And also, it's just the sheer, you know, mystery of the 鳥の部分がさ、it'sstanding in the sand just by the sheer virtue of its own weight. 何もないんだよね。あれ、自重で立ってるだけ。
あ、そうなんだ。それは知らなかったです。
あの、the whole tidal element adds that extra layer of mystery as well. その満潮になると、it just looks like it's standing in the water. And when the water draws out, then it's...You know, you can see how it's kind of in the sand.
You can walk up to it, can't you?
You can walk up right to the bottom of it, and you can see where, なんかこう貝みたいなのがついてたりとかもして。
Like barnacles or something. Yeah, so you can spend, I think when I went, 今回私はマイミとは行ってないんですけど、when I went, I think we spent a good 8-9 hours just on the island, because there are so many different faces of the arch that you can see, depending on the time of the day and where the tide is.
なんか一日いることもできるし、夜になると it gets lit up.
Yeah, we did a night cruise as well, actually. Did you do that?
No, we went home before that.
Yeah. おすすめですよね。
すごいなんか楽しかったですね。
私あれですよ、行った時、広島 is famous for their citrus fruits, aren't they? So lemons...
てか、瀬戸内レモンが有名
で、ね。瀬戸内レモンか。そもそもでも、八朔とかも有名で、うんうん、私すごいシトラスのフルーツ好きなので、八朔の
おまんじゅう、
大福、八朔大福、うん。当時、初めて食べて以来、何年スパンでハマってますよね、私。いつも買ってますよね。
東京のアンテナショップとかでわざわざ買ってるよね。
でもあれ、東京でも朝早く行かないと買えないんですよ。
うん。
銀座とか、有楽町の方にあるんですよね。行って買ってます。
なんかいろいろそういうのもお土産品も。
楽しい。
うん、
なんか、日本各地でああやってお土産品があるのが本当日本ですよね。
で、またなんか漏れなく美味しいっていうのが、
ね。I mean, you can go places here. And of course, there are some local delicacies and local souvenirs that you can buy, but it's just not as established, I don't think. Certainly commercially, it's not as established, is it?
I don't think they capitalize quite
enough.
As much.
They could, but they just don't.
あ、そうだ、そのお土産で思ったんですけど、while they capitalize on the Japanese traveling population, 一つ、今後、オリンピックとかもあって、ますます、海外からのツーリストとかも、日本各地増えると思うんですけど、with that in mind, 一つちょっと提案したいのが、ヨーロッパのツーリストが必ず買い求める、定番のお土産品ってのがいくつかあって、これを、入荷する、あるいは導入したら、日本のお土産品、さらに売れるんじゃないかなって。
そうですね。一定数絶対売れるものがありますよね。コレクターズアイテム。
そうそう。ヨーロッパでは定番っていうのがあって、一つは、symbols。見たことある人いるかな？陶器の、指サックって言うんですけど、
ね、
昔、針仕事をしてた時に、指を守るためにつけてたものの名残なんですけど、何に見えるだろう。なんかベルみたいな形のちっちゃい。うん、で、大体その土地の、アイコニックな、その土地を象徴する何かの絵が描いてあって、土地名とかがちょっと入ってたりするんですよね。だから宮島だったら厳島の鳥居とかを描いて、下に広島って書いておけばいいっていう。
そうですね。
で、それはコレクターズアイテムなので、people collect them. and then display them once they get home into a specialised frame. I wonder if it's quite a frame.
British thing.
It's British, but it's also European, I feel. Like, you can get them in any European city. Like, we've... Because our mum collects it, so we tend to buy one for her everywhere we go in Europe, and we buy them from Spain, we buy them from
France. We've bought them in the States too, so they've got it in the States. Mm. Not Asia, though. I don't think I've ever seen... Like, did you get one in Thailand?
No.
I don't remember getting it in Thailand.
アジアだとマグネットになる。
そうなんですね。 マグネットの方が...
そのコレクターズアイテムいくつかあって、一つがだからsymbols。
Yes.
二つ目がteaspoons。
Not exactly teaspoons, but yeah, I know what you mean. The small spoons.
Small spoons. Yeah. で、三つ目がshot glasses。
Yep.
ショットグラス。 ちっちゃい飲むグラス。
Yeah, no, yes. Yep.
で、マグネット。
そうですね。
そこら辺を充実させておくと、
行った先々で場所がどこでも必ずこれだけは買うようにしてるっていう人が割と多いので。そうですね。日本でよく、ご当地なんとかみたいな感じですけど、本当にコレクターズアイテムですからね。そう。どうですか?なんかね、地方の土産屋さんちょっと検討して。日本人には売れないでしょうけど。日本人を相手のものではないですね。とりあえず外人さんが多い観光地はやる意味あるんじゃないかなと思います。サイズがね、決まっているので、ちょっと規定サイズに合わせて。そうですね。あとは、まあそこは日本の
器用さんの見せ所で、you can make it prettier and better than any other。あ、I'm sure。あれとよくね、クオリティ、まちまちな感じですよね。ヨーロッパで指サックあるから買おうとか思っても、なんか、これ私が書いた方がうまいんじゃないかみたいなイラスト書いてあったりしますもんね。ちょっとプリントがずれてるとかね、後ろがちょっとハゲてるとか言って、ずっとこうやって。どれがいいんだろうみたいな、2ユーロの、全部。いやでも足元見てて結構高かったりもして、3、4ユーロ普通にぶってくる時ありますよね。ありますね、ありますね。
お土産品でも日本は充実してて本当に。お土産文化ですからね。私日本のお土産で楽しみなのが、ルルルンのご当地パックはよく買ってしまいます。
I love them, yes,
yes.
広島では買わなかったでも、瀬戸内レモン。
I don't know why you didn't, because I was really looking forward to that.
でもなんか広島ではなくて瀬戸内全体。
I don't... I still wanted it.
で、去年、あ、一昨年か。
I got you one, didn't I? 私は栃木に行ったんですけど、 I'll talk about that later, but 栃木の栃乙女ルルルン買って、お土産にあげたでしょ?そう、でも瀬戸内レモンのは買わなかったんです。前、北海道行った時はラベンダーのやつがあったから、それを買ったんですけど。 It's really good idea.
そうね。 そうで広島の宮島はそんな感じでもみじ谷にも行ったんですけど again it was raining quite hard
あもみじ谷ねただその紅葉の季節にたまたま行けたのでよかったなと思って紅葉って英語でないんですよねないですねあの赤い I mean leaves go brown and leaves go yellow but leaves don't really go red
その紅葉っていうコンセプトもないですよねうん。So I mean we get autumnal tones things, but I don't think there's a すごく赤く染まって、それが綺麗なものであるみたいな印象はあんまりない。
People are cottoning on.
そうね。
Now.
なんか日本のその桜っていうのもだんだんコンセプトとして浸透しつつあるし。桜を見に行きたいんだよねっていう人本当に多いですね、最近ね。だから、それに続いて、the idea of going somewhere just to, enjoy browning leaves. Browning isn't even the right word, really, because it's reddening
yeah.
on the bio. And it goes such or bright yellow. Red that people, I don't think people quite realize.
Bright red and bright yellow. イチョウのね。You don't get those colors here. I mean, sometimes you might do if you go to Kew Gardens or something.
それもみじとかもね、なんか it's just really intricate, 日本のもみじ。こっちのもみじであんなに綺麗な形になってるのあまり見たことなくて。
Different plantation, clearly.
こっちで結構ナショナルトラストとかでそういう山歩きとか自然を楽しむ系のエクスカーションが好きな人が多いから、 that whole shumi translates really well to some of the
hiking trips,
sort of nature reserves in Japan. So the more famous these bits become, I think it's going to decentralize from Tokyo, and people are going to find more reasons to visit different corners of Japan.
そうですね。まあいろいろ問題はあるかもしれないですけど、そう地方とかの活性化にもつながるといいですよね。ね、
せっかくこのオリンピックの 波に乗っていろんな人が東京だけじゃなく他の魅力あるところを見て回れるといいですよね。
広島でも広いですからね。I mean, 広島、宮島、obviously they're the two top destinations, but I'm just looking at this guidebook that you've got on your desk here. 尾道と呉と島並海道、まだ行ってないですけど、全部行きたいですもん、私。
うん、because initially mom wanted to go to 島並海道 as well.
You went with mom, right? This little trip.
Yeah, so it was me and mom.
So just you and mom.
But we were rather restricted by our itinerary and the amount of time we had, so we had to kind of focus on one or two things per stop. でも次の日は、宮島行った次の日は、we went to the Peace Boulevard,、
mm-hmm.
平和通りに行って、原爆ドームも見て回りました。でも、we only had a couple of hours, so we couldn't do the full museum or the fullwalking trip, but we did ask a volunteer guide to give us the rundown on some of the
main bits.
The main bits that you could walk to.
Yeah.
メインのこの博物館の方は行かなかったんですけど、ボランティアガイドの方に、まあ有名どころをいくつか説明してもらったりとかして。Because of the nature of the place, it's a fairly sort of subdued area to visit, isn't it? It's quite somber.But it's one of those places that you feel like you need to go and...
At least once, yes.
At least once in your life and read about. So I'm glad I did that. 広島電鉄のトラムに乗って行ったんですけど。So that was Hiroshima. And from there, we got on the bullet train again and went to 岡山までまた新幹線に乗って行って、そこから次の日に、直島に行きました。
That's not on a lot of Western travelers.
You would be surprised. You would be surprised. There's a whole pull-out feature on Time Out on a fairly regular basis.
好きですからね、モダンアート。
そうなの。Again, I'll write about this on the blog at some point, but I think it's because modern art has its own massive cult fan base.And there are people who will do anything to visit the remotest places.
That's quite true. And they've done so well then. I don't know whose idea this was. I'm sure you'll tell us about it.
I read all about it. でもその直島のモダンアートの島としてのマーケティングがすごいなって思って。There are lots of museums dotted about the island, which you can visit all in, on this shuttle bus. And 草間彌生のかぼちゃ、
yeah.
の絵がそのバスとかにも全部書いてあって、
草間彌生ってすごく有名ですよね、ヨーロッパで。
うん、she's very prolific. Know about her. And she's done a lot of exhibitions in London.
Yeah,
as
and
well.
It draws crowds every time.
Everyone loves her work.、Mm. 日本人のアーティストの中でもだいぶ著名な方だと思うんですけど、ヨーロッパとかでも。でもこの地中美術館とか、ベネッセミュージアムとか、私行ったんですけど、I saw lots of European tourists. And the really strange thing was, even though it's a tiny island, full of a fairly aging population from what I could see, and all these people could speak bitsy English. Like well enough to be able to give directions、
yeah.
or tell people, oh, this is the commercial shuttle that you get on and you know, stay on for a couple more stops. And that's
why広島弁喋ってるようなおじちゃんとかが片言英語で。
広島じゃないけどね。
ああ、そっかそっか、すいません。何弁なんでしょうね。
なんかでもすごいその、ヨーロッパ、外国人の観光客に島の人が慣れてる感じが。
本当ユニークですよね。
うん。So they've really succeeded in becoming this little hidden gem.That the knowledgeable
they were
fans,
going for that, weren't they? They must be going for that little hidden gem kind、
Status.
Of feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, even within the Japanese traveling population, that's their unique selling point,、isn't it?
しかもなんか誘致してるんですってね、芸術家の人。
So、でしょうね。
They get artists over who then become sort of artist in residence、and stay for a period.
Again, that's not the most、popular of concepts in Japan, having a resident artist.Poet, whatever.
But it's all investment, I think. You're sort of investing in 育成というか、in developing talent.
It takes a lot to invest in art over other things.
But then what you get to do in return is to have lots of installations, lots of artwork that these artists have created during residency, and therefore you could claim it to be natively, you know, produced locally. So that's a really good selling point.
Yeah.
そのお土産とかもこのミュージアムで売ってるけどここでは売ってないとかいうのがあって It's kind of designed so that you feel like you want to visit each and every one of them.
And again, you know what you can do? かぼちゃのセンボ
ー。確かにかぼちゃのセンボー作ったらそれはそれで。
But this other museum has got a thimble depicting this other thing.
赤いかぼちゃのやつとかね。
So you have to go to that museum and spend some money.
I saw lots of backpackers who were quite happy to walk.The route that I actually got on the bus for. And obviously, I only managed to stay a couple of hours. But if I was staying longer, なんか温泉とかあったりする?あ、温泉じゃない、銭湯かな?あったりもするみたいなので。So that was really, really good. その
途中、面白そうですね。
美術館とか本当に綺麗でした。It's this concrete block, but it makes use of natural sunlight. でも日本だからできるんだと思うんですけど。And it, yeah, it just, it had that really,good feel about it being in this remote island and also underground and yet it's kind of flooded with light. It's like an atrium.
That reminds me a bit of Kanada.
Kanazawa
も I went there a couple of years ago. Then, あの、21世紀ミュージアムっていうのが有名じゃないですか。That's modern art too, actually. So that's probably another well-known old, you know, traditional city that you can visit and do all the traditional things. And yeah, there's this modern art.Element which just kind of nicely melds in with the rest of the city as well.
It sort of rides in a contrasting tradition as well, doesn't it? It's not just about.
本当、そこもね、ガーディンさんにはいつもおすすめしてるので、私も金沢はね。
そう、でもずっと行きたかったので、直島は行けて。
よかったね。
よかったです。で、直島から一旦東京に帰ってきて、でその後友達と京都に行きました。私、森見富彦さんの小説がすごい好きで、京都出身の小説家さんなんですけど、その作品に出てくる舞台、実在の舞台というか、舞台になった場所を巡ろうっていう明確な意図のある旅行だったので、その同じく、あの森見作品が好きな友達といろいろ巡れて、楽しかったです。Again, I'll talk about this on the blog as well, put up some pictures. But in case you're wondering, all of these little...destinations and this whole trip was possible because I had bought a JR pass which meant that I could once I had the pass which lasted a week so I had a weekly pass that meant I could get on the bullet train in any number of times まあ回数券なんですけど JR パスっていうのを買いまして1週間のチケットなんですけどそれを買うと新幹線に回数県というか乗り放題なんですよ。
うん、結構日本でももう知名度ありますよね。
There it comes with some restrictions. あの
光にあ違うのぞみに乗れないとか。
そうのぞみに乗れなかったりとか、まあ、若干そういうのはあるんですけど、あのこれねちょっと前に海外在住の日本人でも永住権を持っている人なら買えるものなんですけど、それを廃止しかかったんですよね。So they were going to take that right away from Japanese people
living abroad
with residency abroad. でもなんかそれで they suffered a they had a lot of backlash against that. And there was a lot of movement on Facebook and social media. I saw a lot of petition going around you know amongst people who wanted to hold on to the right to buy this. And I think they've now revoked it. So it's once again available for people living overseas to buy.Which is really great, actually. It's an amazing way to get around, certainly for us. 一回一往復したら it pays for itself. なんだよね。うん、東京から新大阪まで一往復したらもう元が取れるぐらいのとってもコスパのいいパスなので。で、今回初めてじゃなくて、実はもうだいぶ前ですけど、それで九州、高知とかそこら辺を回ったことありますよね、新幹線。
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Long time ago. So, that's what I was doing. I was basically jumping around on bullet trains. で、そのグリーン車とかもね、あんまり乗ったことなかったので、いろんな新幹線に乗るのもまた楽しかったです。And you went somewhere else, didn't you, whilst I was in Hiroshima.
Yeah, I mean, we tend to do our own thing, really, don't we, when we're in Japan, mostly. But I had a day trip planned to Fukuoka. It was the first time I actually flew anywhere in Japan, within Japan. So I went from Haneda International Airport から飛んだんですけど、福岡 is just foodie heaven. 広島も美味しかったって思うんですけど、福岡は福岡で本当にいろんなご当地グルメがあるので、lots of seafood, lots of もつ鍋とか、まあ私はちょっともつ鍋食べれないんですけど、lots of things to eat. でも結局バスの便がすごくいいんですよ、福岡市内は。なのでバスに乗っていろんなところに行けるので、観光という意味では、福岡タワーとか行ったりとか、太宰府に行って、It was raining there as well, because I was there exactly at the same time that you were in Hiroshima. I think it was just basically raining wherever you were in Japan that day. でも、厳島じゃない、太宰府で。There's this Starbucks that's designed by 熊健吾さんの、デザインのスターバックスがあるんですよね。すごく、ドザイフの参道の脇に立ってるスタバなんですけど、中が、すごく木材とか、剥き出しの木材とか、クマケンゴスタイルのスターバックスがあって。
What is Kumakengo style for people who don't know him?
Well, I can't profess to know much about him at all, really myself, but I think his style is very much focused on natural, materials like wood. I think he likes the soft texture of wood and timber, I guess.
So is it all wooden inside?
Yeah, lots of exposed timber work type design. And it looked very modern. And to have like a very modern design Starbucks alongside all these traditional...
Architecture.
It looked really nice. So that was, that was my little trip to Fukuoka, which was very, very interesting. I put some photos up on Instagram as well, but it was very interesting to go somewhere that far. In terms of distance, obviously it's quite far, but if you fly, it's literally 2 hours each way. So it was very, very good to go there, and it was my solo trip debut, so.
You met up with a friend.
I did, yeah. You know, we had a friend, when we were in Wales, many moons ago. 現地校でね、ちょっとだけ一緒になった日本人の人がいて。
それこそ6歳、7歳。6歳の時
ですよね。それぐらいの時ですよ。There was one other Japanese girl in the entire school in Wales.
Not even for a year, only for a few months, really.
But, you know, recently we got back in touch on Facebook, and yeah, so we met up for lunch, and we, you know, it's weird how you can just catch up. But you can just pick up where you left off with some friends, and that's what we did. It felt surreal, but it was a very good experience.
So she lives there, basically, doesn't she?
Yes, no, she's from Fukuoka. Yes, that's right, that's right. So yeah, no, it was good. いいですよね。一時帰国にするために私は日本の国内の旅行を一つはしたいなって思ってます。
It's nice when you can fit something like that into your itinerary, because if it wasn't for that, I think we won't get to discover parts of the countryThat we don't have particular reasons to visit.
No, and you have to make a conscious effort to do that because it takes a lot of planning, takes a lot of time out of your 2 weeks, which is, you know, precious. And you need someone to go with as well, unless you want to do it solo, which you could, but I personally prefer traveling with someone else. So, you know, friends or family, what have you. But, you know, you need to coordinate.
そうね。あとまあ、ここ行ってみたいなとか、具体的なイメージが湧くのはいいですよね。それこそ本読んでても、テレビ見ててもでも
いいですけど。これをしに行こうとか、これを食べに行こうっていうのがあるととても行きやすくなると思います。
私たちテレビの番組で秘密の県民賞をよく送っていただくんですよ。で、それを見ていることが多いので、まあ比較的そういうの見てて、あ、行ってみたいとか思うことありますよね。
そうですね。
あれって結構食べ物アングルが
まあ食べ物はいつも食べ、あれは食べに行きたいっていうのはありますね。The other place I went to though is 栃木県。That was another trip I did, and that was organized by my friend, who just is wonderful. She knows exactly the kind of thing I might be interested in. 普通だったらきっと、I think there are other more obvious things to do, but 今回その友達が、she suggested we go to 大谷医師の資料館っていうのがあるんですよ。I don't know if you know what Oyaishi is. I didn't know this until she mentioned it either. But it's this place where they excavate stone. Oyaishi っていう that you use in architecture and construction. Yeah. So it's a very historical site, and I can't quite explain what it is, but it's underground and it's a very historical excavation site, and you just go in there and it's about -1-2 degrees even in summer. It's very cold because it's where you get stone underground.
Mm.
And it's meant to be a very good construction material, but it's lit up in a very atmospheric sort of way, and it gets used in a lot of filming as well. ドラマとかの撮影とかも行われるみたいで、なんか雰囲気がすごいいいんですよ、その大谷石の資料館。
え、でもそんな、エクスカベーションサイトで、ドラマ、どういうシーンなのそれ。
なんかイメージとしては、警察ものとかの
最後、追い詰められて
る。犯人が追い詰められてるみたいなところとかじゃないのかなって。
なんでそこに逃げたの
勝手に想像してるんですけど、でもミュージックビデオとか、もう撮影されてるみたいで、あと石造りの教会とかがあったりとかもして、そのアンダーグラウンドに。と、その後足尾銅山。Again, it's a historical mine. They had some problems with pollution and in recent times, but they've got this museum with it, and we just had a little tour of the mining site, I guess. They're not your average touristy sites. You'd probably do Nikko Toshogu if you went to Tochigi, but we just bypassed the whole of that and decided to go to these slightly minor hidden gems, I guess you can say. But you know, my friend's an architect herself, so she's got a thing for these interesting, quirky sites, and it was very interesting. So, you know, discovering new things wherever you go, very interesting.
そうだね。まあ今後も折を見ていろいろ行けたら。
ね。
いいですよね。あ、そうだ、広島で一つ私質問があったんですけど。So obviously we went around Christmas time, or just before Christmas, and, there was lots of Christmas themed illuminations and decorations. And one of the things I noticed, and this was also in the hotel I stayed in, was that in Hiroshima at least, all the Father Christmases or Santa Claus, figurines or anything that I came across were all wearing, like purpley blue
okay.
costume. なんか広島県のホテルとかでデパートとかで見たサンタさんのお人形とかがみんな青っぽい紫っぽいサンタ服を着てたんですけど、Is that unique to Hiroshima? I that kind of gave me it reminded me of sort of European continental European Christmas scenes.Or Russian even. I don't know. It didn't.
あ、わかんないんですか?これは。
わからない。
なんで青かったのか。
なんで青いのか。たまたま私が見た2、3箇所がそうだったのか。あるいは広島だとサンタさんは青いのかと思って。
なんででしょうね。
If anyone knows, please do let me know.
ね、教えてください。Also, if there are any, like, other places that you'd recommend us go,
おすすめの。
うん、おすすめの教えてほしいです。Bear in mind that we usually only have maximum 2 weeks in the whole of Japan.
そうね。
Out of which, we always have to do our usual social things, like go and see our grandparents and,
だから行く時間を捻出しなきゃいけない中で。
捻出できて、まあ、2、3泊マックスですね。
But at the same time, if you put your mind to it and you're completely, you know, set on going somewhere, やれないことって何もないなと思って。Like, 北海道とかも、if, you know, in an ideal world, I would spend a week traveling.北海道、but 札幌だけって決めて行く分には、
もちろんできなくはないですけどね。You just have to, you know, you can't have everything, so you have to let something
yeah,
go.
Yeah, but the nice thing about traveling within Japan for us is if you're going on a mini holiday within our trip to Japan,、is it that bit becomes like a genuine holiday for us? こう日本に帰ると私たちの場合って結構おじいちゃんおばあちゃんに会ったりとか、まあなんていうか言葉は悪いけど雑務っぽいものもいろいろ含まれる
雑務っていうか I mean social obligations yeah, aren't they? Yeah.
So 純粋な意味での旅行ではないじゃないですか。
まあ帰省ですからね、皆さん帰省のコンセプトは多分田舎に帰るだけでもそうだと思うので、
でもその中でこう広島に行ったりだとか岡山行ったりとか知らないところに行くとその部分だけでも本当に純粋に旅行者になれるので、
そうですね、
For us that's actually quite refreshing and it's a really nice thing to do.
そう、おすすめがあったら教えてください。
どしどし教えてください。はい、では海一さんメールありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。